सत्योरेशतारिणी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव श्री श्रीमदे श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज सुप्रीम मर्सी कॉडलेस मर्सी अब माई मस्ट लीव हियर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर श्री श्रीमद श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज दैट आई गॉट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर दिस टू डेज टू हैव योर डिवाइन एसोसिएशन and to hear the offerings you are reading and speaking. I think this is all the mercy of my Guru that I get such good opportunity and I have such good fortune to hear all this. I am most fallen, degraded error. I am a worm in the stool. But you are so kind that you have spoken and read so many glorifications of this wretched, most degraded stool, worm in the stool. I think this is not for me. All this is for my revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, all previous acharyas, this is their view, it is not my view. Therefore, I receive it and I offer it to them. That I only can do, nothing else. So have your such divine association, I think this is the kripa, mercy of my Gurudev and the all previous acharyas. They gave such a opportunity to us to remember them, to glorify them, to hear about them. The arrangements you have all made for this 2 days known as Vyas Puja. So, this is generally known as the Puja of Sri Vyas Dev, or Puja of Sri Gurudev on his birthday. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur on his 50th appearance day. This Vyas Puja was first observed in this Gaudiya Vaishnava line. From that day, every year, it has been observed. What he has said about Vyas Puja, he said, this Puja, Vyas Puja, let it be known as the Puja of all Gaudiya Guru Bhargas Acharyas. From this statement of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, we can understand what the real purpose of Vyas Puja. It is not only the Puja of Srila Vyasadeva, or Puja of Krishna or Sri Gaura, or Puja of Sri Guru. That's not real Vyas Puja. This is the Puja of pure Gaudiya Guru Bhargas Acharyas. This is real Vyas Puja. We see a mantra in the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur about Vyas Puja. This is the mantra. Sri Damodar Swarup, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatana, Sri Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Bhatta Juga, Sri Krishna Dasa Kaviradadi, Sri Mad Bhakti Vinod, श्रीमद गौर किशोर दास श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी पादांत सर्वेभ्यो गुरुभ्ये नमः। दिस मंत्र वी फाइंड लाइन ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर। वट एवर गौड़ीय सिद्धांत वी हियर और वी गेट दे आर ऑल द कंट्रीब्यूशंस ऑफ ऑल प्रीवियस आचार्यस गुरुस। इट इज रियली it will be really like touchlessness if we won't remember their wonderful leelas, remember their wonderful merciful leelas, it will be really touchlessness. Their contribution we cannot, their life and unfathomable ocean, we can unlimited ocean, we cannot fathom them. If we won't discuss their contributions, their merciful leaders, if we won't observe the appearance, gaze of those divine acharyas, Guru Bhargava, Gaudiya Guru Bhargava, it will be a great injustice. On the TV or day appearance or disappearance day of such exalted Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavatas, Gurus and Acharyas, if someone remains careless, he must be a great offender. It is not at all expected. The Guru Puja you have arranged for these 2 days, first of all, we have to understand who is Guru. In Pranam Mantra to Guru, we utter this mantra. Onga Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shrakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasme Sri Guru Ve Nama. English. Yes. Open my eyes, it starts to light up knowledge. My eyes were not opened. He opened it. I was groping in dense darkness. My eyes were not opened. Groping in dense darkness. So, mercifully, out of mercy, opened my eyes the third night to knowledge. His Guru, what is that dense darkness? What is it? What is that? Is ignorance? Is a dense darkness? And Kaviraj Goswami has said, Ajnana to mero naam kahiye koi toro, dharma artha kama vancha adhyayi saro, karma dhye mukti vancha koi toro pradhan, जहाँ हुई कृष्ण भक्ति हो तो ध्यान। श्रील कविराज गोस्वामी इन लैंग्वेज ऑफ श्रील कविराज गोस्वामी, व्हाट इज दैट डेंस डार्कनेस? दिस इज कैतव, दिस इज चीडिंग। कैतव मीन्स चीडिंग। व्हाट इज दैट? धर्म अर्थ काम वंश। पोजेसिंग दिस डिजायर इन द हार्ट, धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष। So-called religiosity, economic development, fulfilling material desire, and liberation. Isn't this English? All right? Help me, I don't know English. These are kaitava, these are cheating. If you possess all these desires, your heart, then heart is covered with dense darkness or ignorance. As a result, jāvite Krishna bhakti hoyam to dhyan. Krishna bhakti will go far away, 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 away from you. You cannot touch it. So, in our heart, these desires are there, bhakti, mukti, siddhi, desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, desire for mystic perfection, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration. Yes. These are the dense darkness prevailing in our heart. May not be in a gross form, but these are there in very subtle form also. As long as they are there in our heart, we cannot get even a scent of bhakti, no, cannot. Śrīmān Mahāprabhu is prema purusottama, who gives Krishna prema indiscriminately. If we want to enter into that kingdom of prema of Mahāprabhu, first of all, we have to dispel this dense darkness prevailing in our heart. But who can do so? That's the question. For this, mercy is required. Śrīmad Mahāprabhu is the incarnation of wonderful mercy. Yes. He is so wonderfully merciful towards us. Guru Pāda Padma, our various spiritual masters, those are real gurus, Sri Guru, Sadguru. They are really very, very dear devotees of Śrīmad Mahāprabhu. Very, very dear devotees of Śrīmad Mahāprabhu. They are associates of Śrīmad Mahāprabhu. They are very intimate to Śrīmad Mahāprabhu. They are known as Mahābhāgavata. Whatever recorded in their heart, that is Grantha Bhagavata. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, in the form of Sabda Rasamta Brahma, is recorded in their heart. That is the tape record. That is the tape record that is recorded in their heart. It cannot be recorded in this material tape recorder. No, cannot be. How transcendental sound vibration can record such things, this material instrument. That's a question. It's a great question now. Now it has arisen as a great question and a controversial point. Yes. So many speculations are going on and ready to crack my head. Yes. What to do? Dense darkness. So, if you want to have the association of Grantha Bhagavata or Bhakta Bhagavata, you should have good fortune. Otherwise, you cannot have it. Because they are all our gurus, guru bhargas, very, very wonderfully merciful. Two types of guru. One is Grantha Bhagavata, another is Bhakta Bhagavata. And we have to serve daily, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. It's daily activity, Nitya Karma, Nitya Naimitika Karma. As you have daily activity, eating, sleeping, bathing, cleansing body, do this, that, so many daily activities. This is daily activity, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Daily you should serve Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. It's daily activity. Those Guru Bhargavas, they have set up example before us. They were doing daily and they have taught us setting example. We have to do like that. And we have to offer service, render service to Bhakta Bhagavata and Grantha Bhagavata without duplicity. Niskamata seva, without duplicity, with a simple heart. Otherwise, your seva service will not be accepted at all. No. They have, the whole previous acharyas, gurus, they have taught us they have said like that. So I say, what is the dense darkness prevailing in our heart? So how to dispel? For this, precondition is dusanga tyaga. Give up the association of non-devotees. Dusanga. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto says, 11:26 Tata dusangam sridya sasu sadhyati buddhima mantaya santayvasya chindanti manu vyasanga mukti bhi. If you are very greedy, if you are very eager to do sadhu sangha, satsanga, sangha, association of Granta Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata, first of all, you have to give up dusanga. Understand? Non-devotees, dusanga, asasanga, sangha, association takes place on what platform? What platform this sangha, the association takes place? And mental platform, yes, that takes place in the mental platform, not other platform. Try to understand me. Very deeply you try to understand, think of it. That is the platform, yes. So, as long as there is this, or this dense darkness, other desires, you cannot have sangha at all. If your heart is not crying, heart of the real association of Granta Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata, if you are not crying for it, you cannot have sangha association at all. If we won't go to any place, just sit down in a solitary place, still you have dusanga. Yes, still you have dusanga. Example is Sarvari Muni. He entered into the depths of the water of Yamuna. Still he had dusanga. So, you should understand that thing. In your mind, hundreds of so many other desires are there, so many other thoughts are coming, taunting your mind. Every movement taunting your mind. Think of, all these thoughts are pleasing to Krishna. All these thoughts are pleasing to Guru and Gauranga. Krishna says, Manmana Baba. He gave his most confidential instruction. Manmana Baba, only think of me. The same instruction Srimad Mahaprabhu gave. Day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna. Ahar nisa chinta Krishna balaha badaniya. Chinta Krishna Vala Hova Dhani Isha Yoni Kibho Dhani Kiba Jagaroni Isha Yoni same instruction Srimad Mahaprabhu gave, day and night, 24 hours, chinta Krishna balaha bodhane, think of Krishna and utter his name in our lips, through our mouth. In all condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, and even when taking food, yes, is Mahaprabhu's instruction. So we should think of what they are thinking, what thoughts are going on in their mind. Are all these thoughts pleasing to Krishna? Are all these thoughts pleasing to Guru and Gauranga? Should think of. In the language of Srila Kaviraj Goswami, what is dusanga? Dusanga ka hiye kai thavo atma van sonadu ka hiye kai thavo atma van sonadu Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamona Krishna Krishna This is the language of Srila Kaviraj Goswami. What is dusanga? Dusanga is that this is desire other than Krishna and Krishna bhakti. That is dusanga. Desire other than Krishna and Krishna bhakti. That is dusanga. That is kui kaitava, that is cheating. That is atma-vanchana, cheating yourself. Not cheating any other, cheating yourself. Yes. If we want to think of the happiness, pleasure of Krishna, if not think of Krishna bhakti, if we think of something else and try to execute it and fulfill that desire, then it is dusanga. So with this mind and heart, one cannot have the association of Bhakta Bhagavata or Grantha Bhagavata. Cannot render service unto Guru, Bhakta Bhagavata and Bhakta, Grantha Bhagavata. Understand? Guru is heavy, not light. That's Guru. Very heavy, not light. Gambhira vastu, very grave. We cannot approach him. Not very easy at all. Yet, fortunately, we can go. Then it is to be understood there will be no more material attachment at all. No more material world at all. You enter into Vaikuntha world thereby. There is no more this dense darkness in your heart. No more this other thoughts in your mind. Yes. No more contamination. Yes. There in the heart or mind, duplicity, crookedness, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration, other desires, there will be no more at all. No. Think of very deeply. Inquire. Make self-inquiry. Have we reached Guru Padapadya? Is self-inquiry, yes. Have we reached Guru Padapadya? Have we entered into his heart? Is he really merciful towards us? Is he merciful giving darshan to us? If he gives darshan, then there will not be dusanga at all. Yes, why there should be dusanga? Understand my language. Try to understand me. We are only pretending we are great pretenders. That we have done atma-nivedana or surrender. We have not done real surrender, atma-nivedana. We are great pretenders. Only we have been pretending. after so many years or so many years to come in the future also. Therefore we cannot see the real form of Guru. Yes. Therefore we cannot see the real form of Guru. Brahmanda bhamitiko bhagyavana jiva Guru Krishna Guru Krishna prasadepa bhakti lata bija. That's what Dussanga Musrujya, I think I begin from here, huh? Bhagyavan jiva. Brahmanda bhamite kon bhagyavan jiva Guru Krishna prasad paaye bhakti lata bija. Wandering, wandering, lots of brahmandas. One bhagyavan jiva, a fortunate jiva, gets the seed of bhakti kripa. At the mercy of Krishna Guru. What is that seed? Seed of bhakti kripa. That is Shraddha. We are discussing the other day. This Shraddha is not ordinary Shraddha. It has an adjective to it. That is, they were discussing about Adhikara. You understand, Karmi has no Shraddha. Jnani has also has Shraddha, and Bhakta has Shraddha. But if you say mere Shraddha, it is not enough. So that is, there is an adjective to it. Ruchi-yukta Shraddha. Shraddha is taste. Shraddha means faith. Faith is taste. In the words of Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. That's Shraddha. This is not available wandering in lots of brahmandas. But it is very easily available by the mercy and merciful will of his heart. Alright? The language alright? I don't know whether my language is alright. Please help me. Bhaktar Bhutto. You should help me. I don't know. I have difficult language. But it is very easily available. By the mercy or merciful will of a son. Yes. It is not available wandering lots of brahmandas. Guru Pahada Paddam, when he becomes very, very merciful towards us, and thinks of to what say I cannot have a lot to give such thing is most beloved Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar, most beloved, very beautiful Shyam Sundar. If he wants to give to someone some fortunate jiva, then by his merciful will, that seed is available. Otherwise, it will never be available. And when we are willing that Guru Pāda Paddha Bhakta Bhāgavata Vaishnava can do so. And when we are willing, the merciful willingness, those who are very fortunate, bhagyavan, they get it. Those who are ill-fated, hatabhaga, they cannot get it. No. Ill-fated, hatabhaga. So this is what you understand. One should develop keen desire, very intense desire. How? To render loving service and to the lotus feet of Guru Vaishnava. Krishna is the object of love. If they are devotees, Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, they are also object of love. One who develops a keen desire, a hankering in his heart, he gets it. Otherwise, nobody can get it. 7th canto, Bhagavata 7, 532 says, Naisam mati stavaduru kramangri, spusati anarthapagamodadatha, mahiyasam padarodo abhisegam, niskinchananam namvrunita javat. Great translation.
Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined to the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination.
So from this you can understand, this is the mercy. Mercy of a Mahatma, Sadhu, Mahabhagavata, Vaishnava. This is the mercy. It's available by the mercy of such a Mahatma, Sadhu, Vaishnava. No other reason is there. This is the root cause of Shraddha. You understand? Then you'll develop Shraddha, Rati, Bhava, Prema. Otherwise, how can you develop? You may get the position of Brahma, topmost position in this material universe, but you cannot have such prema. But only by the mercy of the Sadhu Mahatma, Mahabhagavata Vaishnava, it is available. Especially you say, Mahiyasam Padarodo Abhishekam. One who smears his body with the dust of such Mahatma, available, lotus feet of Mahatma, is available. It is all the mercy of all our gurus or guru bhargas that we understand this thing. It comes to us. Today, this auspicious occasion, I have gotten this opportunity to offer prayer at the lotus feet of such gurus and guru bhargas. I don't know if it will be available to me. I don't know if it is available to me, if I am of such good fortune or ill fate. I don't know. Still, I have very keen desire, very strong desire to have it. I'm a great greedy person for that. Greed in me. So for these last 2 days, spending most valuable time, you have arranged this Guru Puja. I, as a friend, tell you, I have many, let's say, frailties. Proper word?
Yes,
frailties. All right. I have many frailties, weaknesses, disqualifications in me. I tell the truth. We have all come here being attracted towards the lotus feet of Guru Pada Padma. Our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad S. Bhaktivedanta Swami, our previous acharyas, we have all come here being attracted towards it. Those gurus, they are very rich people, not materially rich. Don't think like that. They are rich in what wealth or asset? That is prem-dhana. Understand my language? That is prem-dhana. So we have come here, develop the greed how to get that wealth, prem-dhana. That is our purpose. Therefore we have come here. Yes, isn't it? So, for these 2 days, you have offered your, let's say, offerings, sadhanjali. What you have described of me, dasadham, patitadham, most fallen, wretched, worm in this hole, as I am, indirectly, you have given me, a hint. What is that? Hint? How? Huh? I can possess of these good qualities. Yes, indirectly you have hinted me. Yes, how can possess of these good qualities that you have offered in your offerings? Yes. Therefore, with folded hands, one and all I tell you, bowing my head, I offer my prayer to you that today, this day, we have gotten this opportunity how to offer our such offerings and core of our heart to the lotus feet of such acharyas, guru bhargavas. Yes. But how can I offer? I am not guru. I am laghu. Not guru, I am laghu. Who is laghu? How you'll be able to see guru? Understand my language. Guru opposite laghu. Sanskrit. But by the mercy of my guru, revered spiritual master, whatever adhikar I have gotten, with that, I'm trying my best to render service to his lotus feet. So, in this respect, I require, I always in need of your heartfelt love and affection and help. Yes. That I think that is my asset. Otherwise, I cannot do such thing. Understand my language, what I say. Yes, try to understand. And please excuse me, my language is but language. I sometimes fail to express in proper words. And you are such great souls, you can understand it. I think so. Many have doubt in Guru Pada Padma. They have doubt. If you have doubt, you cannot make advancement at all. Sansayatma vinasyati. Gita Krishna says, Sansayatma, one who is doubtful person, perishes. You should understand this thing, that doubt, criticism, these are not bhakti. All these things have no place in bhakti. That is only sabhya sevaka, the relationship of servant and servant, what is it? Master alike. Servant master, sabhya sevaka. Who is guru? He knows, is eternal servant of Krishna, and jivar swarupa hoy Krishna nitya das, living entity is constitutionally, is swarupata, is bhakta, is eternal servant of Krishna. He has such vision, he only sees these are Krishna's and Krishna's servants. Guru's vision is like that. So his vision is not material vision. He is devoid of material vision, therefore he is guru. Therefore he is guru. So from through him we get Bhagavan Krishna, therefore he is guru. If guru says, he is always Tunadapi Sunicha, he is so humble. He has no pride that I am guru, I don't know who am I. I am a great guru, great acharya. This dambhikata, this is pride, demoniac characteristic, is not divine characteristic, but characteristic of a Vaishnava sadhu guru. One should understand this thing. He is Tunadapi Sunicha. I am the lowest of the low. More humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street. More insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. That is mentality. So Amru is real guru. If guru thinks I am guru, he is not guru. His guru is quadruped. Guru, quadruped, not guru. Understand what I say? Yes. I am a speck of dust at the lotus feet of my guru. This is the abhiman of a true disciple, sishya. I have no qualification to become guru. I have no desire to become guru. That desire has not left my home. That's not my desire at all. My guru said, accept disciple, give them training, otherwise how can you do this project? You should have your own man, otherwise how can you manage it? He told me again and again, and he also wrote me letter. I have written in my letter, my dear Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he wrote me letter. Under your leadership this project will be done. Yes. Repeatedly he wrote. At that time I said, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I don't want to be head, I want to be tail. But he said, I want. But that means my guru wants me, that I'll become guru and I'll accept sishya. To accept sishya means to welcome great danger. You should understand, I am in a very, very dangerous situation. Very, very dangerous situation. I cannot eat, I cannot sleep at night. You should understand this thing. That you'll never find such a distressed person as I am. A person with such most dangerous situation as I am. You cannot find. So today, folded hand, I request you, please protect me. This is my request at your feet today. This is the will, this is the desire of my guru. I will remain in such dangerous situation. Then he'll be very happy and pleased. I understood it. Therefore, for his pleasure, I have accepted this dangerous situation to become guru and accepting disciples. So, you have come here. I think my guru has sent you all to me just to give me protection, not to put me in more dangerous situation. I think so. Therefore, this is my request to you. Please protect me. To accept disciple means that to keep up this missionary activities that Guru has started. We are Gosthyanandis. So we have to keep up this missionary activities that Guru has started. It's not a fact that to occupy the asana of a guru. No. Gopi Guru, Guru Vallabha, Guru Natha Krishna. In guru line, guru parampara, go up. Where will you reach? You will reach at Krishna. Guru parampara begins from Krishna. But Krishna said, Radha Prema Guru Ami Sishya Nata. Radharani is my guru. I am his disciple. That means in guru parampara, topmost position is occupied by Srimati Radharani, who is gopi shrestha. Understand? Topmost gopi. Therefore, in guru tattva you will find gopi guru. Guru Vallabha Guru Natha, master of gopis or husband of gopis, Krishna. So, my guru famous guru Acharya in this Gaudiya line is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He said to Gopinath, Kemone Sodhime More. Gopinath, Kemone Sodhime More. Oh, Gopinath, how can you purify me? Huh? I am disciple. I'll remain always a disciple. Who is my guru? He has this abhiman that is the disciple of his guru. Understand my language? Sisya abhiman. This is sisya abhiman. Yes. I am a speck of dust at your lotus feet, O Gurudev. I am not equal to you. I cannot sit the equal asana with you. I am dust. I am servant. Let my heart be always teased with this dasya bhava, mood of servitorship, servant. This is the prayer of true disciple. He never says, I am guru. Remain always as disciple of the guru. So, one, if someone wants to see guru, see his, what say, gurutva, Guruship, all right, Guruship. If someone is very eager, anxious to see, then he has to understand that he should always remain as disciple. A disciple. Always remain as a disciple. Always give opportunity to his guru to inflict discipline on him. Yes. Then his true disciple. Then you'll see the real form of guru. Otherwise you can see the real swarup of the guru, or form of guru. Who is disciple, that is his abhiman. He's always under strict discipline of his guru, always he is disciplined also, yes. He gives opportunity to his guru to inflict discipline on him. That is true disciple. A true guru is he who engages his disciples inflicting discipline on them to help him how to give enjoyment to Krishna. Understand? Language of light? All right, understand, I don't know. Ananta Sangita says, who cannot be disciple? Who cannot be disciple? Akrutebhyo anibharjyascha guru sikhya saishnava evam bhuta paritejya sishyate nopakalpita. That means, who is incorrigible, who cannot be corrected, in spite of repeated, punishment, inflicting discipline on me, cannot be corrected, completely impossible, who cannot accept, who cannot tolerate the sasam, discipline of guru, yes. Who cannot tell it? He cannot be a disciple, he should be rejected. Yes. He cannot be a disciple, he should be outright rejected. Get out from me. Yes. What is the duty of a sishya? Disciple. In Vishnu Smriti it is said, na gurur priyankur jyatarito pidito piva. Navamanya tadvakyam na priyam hi samachare acharyasya priyam kurjyat pranairapi dhanairapi karmana manasa vacha sojati sojati paramangatim. That means, he is true disciple who never does such act or activity that will give distress to guru, pain to guru. You understand? Though is repeatedly under strict discipline, guru inflicts strict discipline on him repeatedly, though He is chastised,
yes.
Still, he never does such work or activity that give pain to Guru, that real true disciple. Through his body, mind and speech, whatever he has gotten, his body, intelligence, knowledge, or wealth, whatever he has gotten, through all these things, he will always keep himself engaged, rendering loving service to Guru. Yes. Then he is true disciple, and definitely he will go back home, back to Godhead. In the long run, he will get Krishna. So one who gives such a opportunity to Guru to inflict discipline on him, he is disciple. Sādhimāṅtvam prapannam. Gita Arjuna says, Sādhimāṅtvam prapannam. I surrender unto you, Gurudev. Please purify me. Inflicting discipline on me, please purify me. That is sadhi. When this mentality is there, where this mentality is there, then he really surrenders. That is saranagati. Then he will surrender, humbly, he will inquire, he'll put questions on tattva, tattva, prasna, and he will be engaged in loving service to Guru. So this is pranipada pariprasna seva, what Gita says. These three things, pranipada pariprasna seva, these three things will simultaneously rise, with these three things, one who comes to Guru and follows Guru, then he'll get the mercy of Guru and he can see the real surup of Guru, Guru Darsana. Understand? He'll have Guru Darsana. When he sees Guru, then whatever laghutva is there, opposite to Gurutva, will completely vanish. Understand my language? I don't know English. Is understanding understood, I think so. I know. Yes, my Guru will help you to understand it. Mahaprabhu will help you to understand. I think so, I have this hope. Then is the real Sishya. Then he will be able to enter into the heart of Guru and will get the real treasure there in the heart, the Prem Dhana, as a son, as a hereditary, what do you say? Hereditary process? Hereditary process gets the wealth, asset, the father possesses. Similarly, spiritual father and spiritual son is a real disciple. This process can possess the dhana, real asset, in the heart, prem dhana, in the heart of Guru. Understand my language? All right? Understandable? You understand it all? I think, I don't know whether you understand or not. So, but my heart is a deserted land. Still my Gurudev is so merciful that he put the Bhakti Lata Bija in this deserted heart, lot of land, and trying to germinate, grow, and say, decorated with the flower and flute. I am such most insignificant creature. I have no capacity to glorify the qualities of my Guru. Still getting your love and affection, your association, whatever is prompted in my heart, my Guru Gauranga made me prompted, I expressed before you today, please, don't find fault with me. If you just accept the essence, please excuse me, I have many frailties, weaknesses, please, love, affection for me. So in respect, in this respect, I want to add something more when I speak, if you can accept the essence, most important. Those who are speculators, they cannot accept the essence. Speculators are bhargrahi, not sargrahi, bhargrahi, not sargrahi. Huh? They are only like asses, they only carry the heavy load, bhargrahi. Understand, speculators. They are not sargrahi, then cannot accept the essence. Do you understand? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj, tells a story in this respect. Huh? One Guru Bhruva was there. Guru was a pseudo-guru. Accepts disciples only to get pranama and pranami. Understand? Understand my language? That is pseudo-guru, accepts disciple only for pranama and pranami. That is pseudo-guru. Such a guru, bruva or pseudo-guru, once went to the house of his disciple, who is also a pseudo-disciple, a great speculator, monodharmi. So disciple cooked nice food, palatable dishes for guru. Guru ate it. So after eating bhojan, the disciple brought a haritaki. What do you say in English? I don't know. Haritaki, all right. Because after eating, the skin of haritaki should be said, that's very good. That helps for digestion and also no bad odor will come out from the mouth. That's Ayurveda Shastra, it is said. And purifies the blood also. Many good results are there in haritaki. So Gurudev said, all right, peel it and bring it to me. So this speculator, disciple is a speculator, is bhara bahi, not sargrahi. He is only carries load, but cannot accept the essence. Therefore, he thought of a lot, the outside skin is useless, inside seed is useful. Sara, outside is asara, useless, and inside seed is useful. Therefore, he filled it, threw outside skin and brought the heart not inside. Then Guru cannot eat it, because the outside skin is useful, inside seed is useless. Guru says, oh, you are such a foolish, you don't know. The outside skin is useful. Haritaki, outside skin is useful. Inside seeds are useless. Yes, Gurudev, I understood. I'll do like this henceforward. Next day, Guru ate, did bhojan. After bhojan eating, Shishya brought a karamam. Olicha, karamam. Understand? So he thought of, oh, yesterday Gurudev had told me, outside is useful, inside is useless. Therefore, filled the karamam and threw the inside seeds and brought the skin. Guru said, alas. Are Baba, what is this? Of karamam, outside is useless, inside is useful. Oh, it is like that. Yesterday you said, outside is useful, inside is useless. The speculators, those are speculators, they are like that. They cannot accept the essence. They are bhargrahi, not sargrahi. So this is what I said. Don't become a speculator. Don't become bhargrahi. Become sargrahi. Try to understand essence, what I say. Then that will be the real, your love and affection for me. जय श्री प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव श्री श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्री श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंद।